Hi guys, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops. It is week number 8 and I am bringing you your start of the week analysis. That's going to include our waiver wire trends, and we're also going to be discussing the schedule. And you can see there we got some input from my boy Brody. Shout out to him for putting this Discord server together along with some other subscribers. And he, you know, he doesn't want any credit, but you know, I'm going to give him some credit because he's been great. But to start this off, if you're new to this channel, please consider subscribing. I think you're going to have a lot of quality content coming your way to help you with your fantasy basketball season. And if you do enjoy this content, please smash that like button for me for the YouTube algorithm so that we can keep growing, get these videos showing to more people, and maybe Barack Lesnar Hoops can become my goal, the Fago of fantasy basketball content. I think we're well on our way. So before we get started, the week 8 back-to-back games. So we have Golden State Warriors, Houston, and San Antonio. They have back-to-back games Monday and Tuesday. With Houston, that means we're probably going to see Victor Oladipo miss a game. With the Golden State Warriors, I don't predict that'll be happening. But Tuesday, Wednesday, we have Brooklyn, New Orleans Pelicans. I think any of those star players on Brooklyn are subject to possible rest games. Though with Kevin Durant missing some time, I know Kyrie Irving missed a game with a finger injury. Maybe, hopefully, we don't see that happening with Harden as well. But it's hard to say. They're just so loaded with those three. And I think they want to keep them fresh for the playoffs. It is a possibility. That's something to keep in mind. With Indiana and Toronto, I don't see any indications that they have players on the roster that can be sat for rest games. So I would roll those players out with no worries. For Boston, Detroit, Orlando, and Portland, Damian Lillard has been dealing, I believe it's a core injury, an injury to his core. I'm thinking of abdominal injury. So there's a possibility there, though Damian Lillard is one of those guys that toughs it out when he can. So it's probably not a huge possibility. Orlando is too lacking in talent. I don't see them sitting anybody out. Boston, I guess it could be a possibility, though their record isn't perfect right now and they've already missed their star players a significant number of games. So it's probably not going to happen. With the New York Knicks, we've had guys like Nerlens Noel missing some time. So he's somebody I'm keeping an eye on. It's been frustrating. I have him in a deep league and he missed both back-to-back games. So there's a possibility of him missing one of those two Friday, Saturday games. And for Phoenix, I'd say Chris Paul, especially since they're doing pretty well, can be subject to some rest games. It's not a guarantee, but again, something to keep in mind. The teams with three games are Atlanta, Brooklyn, Chicago, Indiana, the Clippers, Miami, the New York Knicks, Philadelphia, Sacramento, and Utah. So when you're streaming guys, keep that in mind. And the teams with four games are Boston, the Charlotte Hornets, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Mavericks, the Denver Nuggets, the Pistons, the Warriors, the Rockets, the Lakers, the Grizzlies, Milwaukee, the Timberwolves, New Orleans Pelicans, Oklahoma City Thunder, Orlando, Phoenix, Portland, San Antonio, Toronto, and Washington. So there's a lot of teams playing this week, four games. So if you're streaming, chances are you'll be able to load up on some quality players that have a full slate this week. Try to avoid the three games because with your pickups, if they all play four games versus all your pickups playing three games, you're talking about possibly, you know, 4 to 6 games extra this week. And that volume, especially in a points league, can be the difference between a win or a loss. And speaking of the Discord server, this is the Discord server. This is my final day taking your questions for the Rate My Team section. So come post your team in the Rate My Team section. There is going to be a link to the Discord in the description of this video. Come join the community. It is growing quickly. We almost have 200 members. It just rolled out last Monday. The growth is crazy. It's super active. Lots of people interacting, asking questions, having their questions answered. I'm slowly migrating over from the Facebook group. The Discord is just so much more organized, so much neater. You're getting your news updates. If you want your NBA news updates, you could get them right here. If you want your injury updates, we have them right here, sent to you right to your phone or right to your PC. I love this Discord server. It's amazing. I think I have the best fantasy sports Discord server out there right now, killing the game. If you disagree, comment below so I can mute you. Just kidding. Or am I? All right, so this is the main course of what you're looking for, all right? So for our waiver wire trends, Josh Jackson is being picked up heavily. Played 37 minutes at 28 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a block, and 2 steals. Very valuable production there. Got you 47 fantasy points in this league that I'm in. But keep in mind, there's been some inconsistency so far this season. He does make for a decent streamer, though he does only play 3 games. We mentioned that before, to keep an eye on that. And they just added Dennis Smith Jr. to the team. I don't know how he's going to impact Jackson's playing time. It could be that he doesn't impact it at all, but it's just something to keep in mind. If you do, he does have upside as a guy that can score, a guy that can get you steals and blocks. But if you see here, the turnover numbers are pretty high, higher than his assist. And I tend to avoid those players because to me, that's an indication of some level of inconsistency, just in my experience. Patrick Williams has some added opportunity. He's someone I've hyped up a lot, though he's been inconsistent as well. But there's more open opportunity. Lauren Markkanen had a shoulder injury that he's still dealing with. And Otto Porter Jr., his coach said that he may be shut down for the time being. So Patrick Williams has added value. He's available in one of my leagues here. So he's available here in this points league. I think he's somebody to heavily consider. He does only play 3 games, but I really like his season long value. So you may want to consider picking him up even with less games, just because I think he can have value beyond just being a streamer. Naz Reid had a 29 point game with 2 steals. He's being picked up because Karl Anthony Towns has yet to return, though his value is really tied to Karl Anthony Towns being out. Once Karl Anthony Towns returns, Naz Reid is going to lose a lot of the value he's had. So he makes a decent streamer, especially if you have Karl Anthony Towns. And the moment Karl Anthony Towns returns, you can get rid of him, but don't pick him up as a long-term solution. He's more of a band-aid solution until you can get a better permanent center on your squad. Denzel Valentine had 37 minutes, had 20 points, 4 rebounds, a steal, and he can be pretty streaky. I think he's better for a deeper format. You can see here he's now rostered in 9% of leagues. He was just rostered in 1% of leagues before that. Again, I think he's more of a deep league target for you. Kendrick Nunn has had 2 games in a row getting over 30 minutes. He scored 25 points, followed that up with a 16-point game. And Kendrick Nunn has the opportunity to produce as long as Goran Dragic is missing time. And they're also missing at Avery Bradley for the next few weeks, which has opened up some opportunity for him. But you can see here, despite getting consistent minutes when the team was close to fully healthy, he was getting no playing time. So his value seems to be tied to injuries, to guys like Goran Dragic and Jimmy Butler. So if you pick him up, keep it in mind that he could lose his value quickly. Kyle Anderson, after a couple of disappointing games, had 21 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. And he's been inconsistent to start this new year, in my opinion. And we haven't seen Jaren Jackson Jr. return. And Brandon Clark also missed the game. So that's something to keep in mind. I don't know. He still has some value because the team is not fully healthy. But once that team is close to full health, just like Kendrick Nunn, I think you're going to see Kyle Anderson lose a lot of value. So keep that in mind. You know, roll out with him as long as he's getting consistent minutes. But the moment that team is healthy and you see his minutes drop, you may want to consider moving on. Juan Toscano-Anderson had 34 minutes, had 10 rebounds, had 2 assists, 2 steals. Not bad production from him at all for the season so far. His field goal percentage is high, though it's in limited minutes. He's going to continue getting minutes while James Wiseman is injured, and they're also dealing to an injury to Kevon Looney. So he's another guy whose value is really tied to the health of players ahead of him. Though on this team that is pretty lacking in talent, I would say he may be playing himself into a more significant role. So if you're in a deeper format, I'd say 14 teams or more, I would definitely consider picking him up. Maxi Kleber is a guy I think is highly underrated. I could have dropped him this weekend to move in Jonas Valanciunas off of my IR, and I just could not bring myself to do it in the 16-team format because I just think he's a very underrated player, and we haven't seen him play his best basketball this season. If you can see there, in limited minutes, he's averaging almost a block per game. He keeps his turnovers low, and he gets you a good amount of threes with really high free throw percentage. And I think the field goal percentage is actually kind of low for what he's able to do. So he's somebody I expect to do a lot better than he has been. He really's missed time due to COVID protocol, but now that he's back, I think the team is better when he's getting minutes, and he's going to be rostered on a lot more teams than just 14% of leagues. That's why I could not let him go, because I love his upside. If you need a big man that has the ability to hit three-pointers, the ability to get rebounds, and the ability to get blocks with low turnovers, Maxi Kleber is your guy. You want to pick him up, especially if you're a Kristaps Porzingis owner. He makes a really good handcuff. Eric Gordon is being picked up because he's had a string of strong performances, and the injury to Christian Wood has opened up some opportunity on that team for shots. Though the issue is he's already resting one of these two games, so he's a guy that's getting rest games. Victor Oladipo's getting rest games. My guess is Victor Oladipo's going to rest tomorrow. That's really soured me on Victor Oladipo's value. I have him in my 16-team league, and I'm kind of disappointed. But hopefully, if they're in contention, you know, for the playoffs and for higher seeding, we see less of those rest games. Of course, I want the guys to remain healthy, but it's just tough to own a guy when he's missing games for you, and you just get that out of nowhere, they're resting one of those games. It's just hard to stomach. Dellen Wright had 22 points, 10 assists, a steal, 4 three-pointers, played 46 minutes, and with the injury, with the trade of Derrick Rose to the New York Knicks, Dellen Wright may find himself getting consistent starter minutes. And when he's getting those consistent starter minutes, he can produce with those minutes. You can see that here. He's been getting crazy number of assists over the last month. He's been getting great steals numbers. He can get blocks on occasion. He's been pretty dynamic, though. Do not forget that he started the season off real rough. So pick him up, ride him while his value is high. If you have him, you may want to consider packaging him in a sell high trade because somebody may bite, or you could just hold on to him to see how that plays out with Dennis Smith Jr. joining the team. I'm really high on Dellen Wright right now. He's only rostered in 66% of leagues, and I think you may want to consider picking him up. I know in one league, I dropped Larry Nance Jr. and picked him up due to Larry Nance Jr. having that surgery on his wrist. Actually, I believe it's on a finger, not on his wrist. Daniel House Jr. had 12 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, hit 3 three-pointers. And I think he's going to get consistent playing time, and he's somebody I hyped up a lot before the season started. He started the season off real rough. Wasn't the greatest start for him. Then he missed significant time with a back injury, but he is back. He's getting consistent minutes, and he's a guy that get you threes. He can get you steals. He reminds me a lot of Justin Holiday, though I think he has higher upside than Justin Holiday. So Daniel House Jr. is a guy that has some sneaky value right now, only rostered in 13% of leagues. I would target him even in some 12-team formats. If Justin Holiday's gone, or you just find yourself needing more steals, needing more threes, and a guy that can keep your turnovers from going up, Daniel House Jr. is someone I would consider strongly. Kevin Huerter had 19 points, hit 5 threes on February 6th, had 4 assists. And the steals numbers, he's getting you over 1 per game. He's hitting 3-pointers for you, and he's keeping the turnovers relatively low. I'm a huge fan of Kevin Huerter. I have him in my 16-team league. So if he's on your waiver wire, he's somebody I would consider picking up even in some 12-team formats. I know I have him in one of my 12-team leagues because I just love his upside. I think he's just scratching the surface of how good he can be. He's ranked 74 for the season so far. Highly underrated player that has upside. Justin Holiday, just discussed him, had 2 three-pointers, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Those steals are fantasy gold, especially when they can get you 2 three-pointers as well. He's helping your percentages. He's keeping the turnovers low. You may not believe this, but that is top 50 production. He's not hurting you in any area. I guess 0.4 blocks per game, but still, he's helping you in almost every other category. And that's just invaluable, especially if you're punching assist. I love Justin Holiday. He's one of my favorite role players, and he's one of those guys that just normally produces a lot better than he's given credit for. Though with Werder and Holiday, they only have 3 games this week, so that's something for you to keep in mind. Jacob Poeltl had 11 rebounds, a block, missed all of his shot attempts, but Jacob Poeltl has some opportunity available as long as LaMarcus Aldridge is missing time with a hip injury. If I own LaMarcus Aldridge and Jacob Poeltl's on your waiver wire, I would strongly consider picking him up as a handcuff. And especially if you're in a deeper format, that could be life-saving to already have him. And because even when he's only getting 15 to 20 minutes, he can still really help you with your blocks. So that's something to keep in mind. Thaddeus Young has been putting up some quality production ever since Wendell Carter Jr. went down with an injury. His last game, he had a steal, 2 blocks, and he hasn't been hitting 3-pointers for you. So that always sours me a bit on the guy. But again, if he's available on your waiver wire, which he's rostered in 67% of leagues, so it's not many he's on, you may want to consider picking him up. Kelly Olynyk Jr. has been surprising me so far this season. He's ranked at 85 for the season, and his value's tied heavily to his low turnovers, the high threes. The percentages aren't great, but he has upside. If you need a big man, I would definitely pick up Kelly Olynyk. Maybe I would value him even higher than Maxi Kleber, if I'm going to be honest. Those 3-point shooting bigs can really round out your roster. Close to a steal per game, close to a block per game, while keeping the turnovers low. Just a huge boost to his value. And there's some upside there. He can be a pretty potent scorer. And on the Miami Heat team that's looking for answers, if he's able to continue producing, he should be able to continue getting minutes. And they just lost Myers Leonard, so that's one less threat he has for those minutes. So Kelly Olynyk's only rostered in 31% of leagues. And at this point, it's pretty criminal. He's been pretty consistent, and he can help your team out as a 3-point shooting big man. Cameron Johnson is ranked 96 right now. He got you 4 3-pointers, keeps the turnovers low, and he has upside as well. He's been getting consistent playing time on that Suns team. So if he's on your waiver wire, which is very possible, he's only rostered in 26% of leagues. I like him for his upside. I like him as more than just a streamer. I think he can be a lot better than he's been as he plays himself into form. So he's somebody to consider picking up. Chris Boucher, man, what a game by him. So I seen so much criticism for Chris Boucher. It's when a player's doing poorly for a couple of games, you just see haters come out of the woodwork to knock him down. I saw a lot of that on Reddit Fantasy Basketball. Everyone was pretty much treating this guy like he was a scrub because he had a couple of rough games. My argument was, you guys did this last year with Miles Turner because he wasn't doing well and you acted like he was cancerous and a waste of a pick, and now he's the league leading shot blocker. My thing with Chris Boucher was, sure, he's struggling, but he's still playing himself into form, and his upside is there because he's averaging 2 blocks per game, getting you 1.6 threes. His percentages are nice, and there's not a lot of competition for minutes in front of him. Yeah, he's going to have some inconsistent games, but he's been pretty good. Not only did he have a 17-point game with 9 rebounds, a 3 and 2 blocks on February 5th, he followed that up the next day against Atlanta, had 29 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover. If you force somebody, or if you drop Chris Boucher because of a couple of bad games, or because you let somebody talk you into that he was droppable, because, you know, doom and gloom, a couple bad games means that's how bad they're going to be the remainder of the season, while ignoring how good they were to start the year. Well, shame on you. I'm sure he's doing great on whoever picked him up. And if it was my league, it would have been my team he was on. So shame on you. David Nwaba's getting some pickups with Eric Gordon resting. He may even be a decent daily fantasy target for you. David Nwaba had 2 3-pointers, 14 points, 5 rebounds, a block. Quality production from him. I'm a huge fan of his. I think in limited minutes, he's one of those guys that can get you decent steals, decent blocks. And he's available in a 16-team league of mine, but I just don't have a good enough drop. I've been thinking of dropping Melton, but I still like Melton's upside. it's been tough, and I'm pretty thin on point guards on that team, so it's been difficult. But if you're in a 16 team league and you have a roster spot to spare, I would definitely pick him up. He plays 4 games this week, and I don't think he's one of those guys that'll get rest games. I think he's one of those guys that'll benefit when guys like Victor Oladipo and Eric Gordon are sitting back-to-back games. Draymond Green had 15 assists 2 games in a row, and man, that cost me a week. And then not only that, but he had 6 steals, 4 blocks. Just, you know, Draymond, I've criticized him a lot over the last couple of years, but when the guy's getting you 15 assists, 6 steals, and 4 blocks, even with the 7 turnovers and only 2 points, that's just production that helps you. He's a specialist at this point. Reminds me a lot of TJ McConnell, a guy that can get you assists, steals, but he adds blocks. But he's worthy of a pickup if he's available on your waiver wire, which is unlikely, or if you've been thinking of trading for him. You know, that buy low window may have shut with a performance like that. Torian Prince only got 19 minutes despite Larry Nance Jr. Missing the game. And I'm iffy on Torian Prince. Yeah, he can contribute in some areas, but he's also really streaky of a shooter and can hurt your field goal percentage. I had him on the team recently, but I had to move on from him to make some moves. So if he's on your waiver wire, especially in like a 16 team league, and you want a guy that can hit some 3 pointers and get you occasional steals and blocks, he's somebody to consider. But again, he is very streaky. Hamidou Diallo has had over 30 minutes 3 games in a row now. Theo Melodon's missing time with COVID protocols, and there's just been opportunity available there for him, and he's capitalizing on that opportunity. Now keep in mind, he did move back to the bench, so they're already setting up for him to start losing those minutes. But if you want to try him as a streamer this week and the waiver wire's bare, not the worst idea in the world, but just keep in mind he could lose his value really quickly, and he's more of a streamer for right now. Cody Zeller. Actually, before we go to Cody Zeller, let's discuss Norman Powell. Norman Powell has been pretty good. He's ranked 92 right now. He's now rostered in 72% of leagues. I don't own him in a lot of my teams. He's been getting threes. His free throw percentage has been high. His steals per game have been high. I was a little down on him. I didn't think he was capitalizing on the opportunity he was getting, but he's been doing just that. Though keep in mind, he can be streaky. He's had a career of being streaky. He can string together some really good games, and then you pick him up and he goes back to having, you know, laying eggs. So pick him up while he's hot, and he may have season-long value for you. Really, that Toronto team is looking for answers, because as you can see here, they've had a good number of losses, but they also have 3 wins in their last 4 games, and 3 of those games he was getting significant minutes, so he may have season-long value. Cody Zeller's been in a lot of discussions. He came back from injury, and now he's rostered in 52% of leagues after stringing together some really good rebounding games. As you can see, though, his minutes have fluctuated. He only had 20 minutes in a loss against Washington. He had 31 minutes. That came in a loss. Though they had 3 wins towards the end of January, and those came with him getting significant minutes. So it's interesting to see how the minute allotment, there's just kind of inconsistency there and how many minutes he's getting. I still think he's worthy of a pickup in the 12 team league, especially if you need a big man, because he does have the potential of getting steals and blocks, and he can have really good percentages for a big man. But keep an eye on those minutes, because PJ Washington missed some time there, and they just have other pieces on that team that require usage and require minutes, so we could see his minutes being in flux. Josh Richardson had 17 points, but those came with 3 turnovers, and he's just been a huge disappointment. I'm not rushing to pick him up until I see more from him. I think there's better options on the waiver wire, if I'm going to be honest with you. Anthony Edwards had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. And sometimes it's good to bank on some rookies, especially if you're able to pick them up off the waiver wire. I saw him in a 16 team league of mine just a few days ago. Actually, it was like 2 weeks ago, but I didn't pick him up because I didn't think the opportunity was there, and he had been pretty inconsistent, but he's been stringing together some pretty decent games over the last few weeks. Keep in mind, I do believe D'Angelo Russell missed the game, So, and he's missed several games, and that's created opportunity for him. And Karl Anthony Towns isn't back yet. Once Karl Anthony Towns is back, I could see that affecting him. But something to keep in mind is the Timberwolves do not own their own pick, okay? Which means, actually, they don't own their pick if the pick is high enough. But if the pick is low enough, they do get to keep their pick. So they have huge incentive to tank the season. And if they tank the season, we could see guys like Karl Anthony Towns resting a lot, while a guy like Anthony Edwards is going to get a ton of development opportunity towards the end of the season. So that is something to keep in mind. Even if you don't like what he's doing in the short term, he could be a nice long-term solution when he's getting tons of playing time towards the end of the year and they start resting a guy like D'Angelo Russell for next season to try to lose more games. Though the way they've been playing, they don't have to try too hard to continue losing games. Robert Covington. Oh, I'm so excited to get to this one. Boy, did I get bashed a lot for talking about Robert Covington. I had some unsavory comments, and if you're the clown that made a comment about Robert Covington taking a poop on my mom's face, I don't know why you thought that would be a cool thing to share, but it wasn't. It was lame. Anyways, those are the sort of comments I had to deal with because of my belief in Robert Covington. And why did I believe in him? Because of what he's been doing over the last few games. Is he perfect? No. He's still not playing to the level I think he can play. But 3 3-pointers, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, and only 1 turnover. Hurt your field goal percentage, 100% free throw. What is there not to like? Despite all the hate he got, despite people asking if they should drop him in a 14-team league, he's now ranked at 90. That rank is climbing up quickly. I believed in him. If you had him, I told you to hold on to him. I told you to trade for him. And a lot of times you thought maybe I was crazy for promoting him as much as I did. But this is one of those situations where I feel very validated by how he's been producing. And anybody that told you he couldn't do this clearly hadn't been paying attention, or they were prisoner of the moments and couldn't look past the fact that just maybe he needed some time to get accustomed to a new situation, and that maybe he would do what he's been doing for 5 years because maybe he's healthy and getting the minutes and the opportunity is there. Like, they gave a first round pick for this guy. They value him. It took him some time to get it going, but it looks like he's doing just that. And if he continues playing in this way, I could see him climbing into that top 50 conversation. And if you dropped him for somebody that wasn't very good, again, shame on you. Monte Morris continues to produce really well, had 35 minutes, had 9 assists. I have him in one of my leagues, and I value him a lot for the high field goal percentage and just contributing a little bit across the board. If he's available in your league, which is very possible, he's only rostered in 18% of leagues. I think he makes a decent point guard option, especially if it's one of those deeper leagues, like a 14-team league or a 12-team league with lots of roster spots, which I'm in one of those, and that's where I have him. Miles Bridges, I've hyped this guy up a lot. He's ranked at 89. I really love his percentages. I love that he gets you threes, close to a steal and a block. And I just think he has huge upside. He looks great playing next to LaMelo Ball. He can be a scorer. I don't think we've seen this guy scratch his surface yet. I think once he scratches his surface, he could be as good as Mikal Bridges. He's more inconsistent than Mikal Bridges, but man, I'm a fan of both of these guys, though it's probably a lot easier to get Miles Bridges than it is to get Mikal Bridges. My only concern is they do have a lot of pieces on that team competing with similar minutes. We kind of discussed that with Cody Zeller. So we could see some inconsistency, such as him getting 16 minutes against Utah on February 5th, but then getting 31 minutes February 7th against Washington. All right, guys, we are getting close to the end of our discussion today. Gary Trent Jr. continues to hit a ton of three-pointers, but again, that is all he does. My concern is once he's going to cool down soon. The minutes have been there. As long as he's getting the minutes, awesome. But just keep in mind, when he's not hitting those threes, it could be very similar to what happened with Wayne Ellington, where he was getting all those threes and then suddenly he just had some real awful games, got injured, and now he's back on the waiver wire. So something to keep in mind. And again, if you really need threes, now maybe not be a terrible time to take a chance on Wayne Ellington if he's on your waiver wire, which is very likely. Dante DiVincenzo, he's rostered in 59% of leagues, and he has not been he has not played to the degree I've expected. He started the season off hot, but he's been a little cold. I was able to pick him up in a league or two, but I'm holding on to him. I think he's going to get better than he's been. I love his upside. I think he has a secure role. I'm hoping we get to see steals closer to two. The three-pointers are nice, and I want to see him get that field goal percentage up, because those are all things that are going to boost his fantasy value. I value him highly. I haven't dropped him in any leagues in which I have him, and where I see him available, I pick him up. Another player that's just like that is Seth Curry. He's been struggling. He struggled over a few games, but we saw him bounce back a little bit. It still wasn't a great game by his standards, but we saw him get 2 3-pointers. It got him 4 assists, a steal, a block, 0 turnovers. The efficiency wasn't there, but he said he's feeling more burst back after missing time with COVID. It looks like he's recovering. And if he plays the way he was playing before he got hit with COVID, you don't want this guy on your bench. You want him on your team. He's only 59% rostered. I just traded for him in my 16-team league, and I'm hoping it pays dividends for me, because that team really needs it right now. TJ McConnell, mentioned him earlier, but he has the ability to get assists, steals, and that's pretty much why I would pick him, because you want the assist and steals, and he keeps the turnovers relatively low. He doesn't really do anything else. I guess he can help your field goal percentage, but he takes such few shots, it's not like a huge difference. Really, he's an assist and steal specialist, and one of the best when it comes to that. Cole Anthony has been getting better, but I had to let him go in the trade because the field goal percentage, I think, is going to be an issue all season long. And I think turnovers are going to be an issue too. Those are two categories that I was just terrible at with him on my roster, so I ended up trading him. But still, he's only rostered in 46% of leagues, and even as a trade asset, he's starting to build some value. So I would take a chance on him if you're in need of a point guard, maybe even in some 12-team leagues. If your waiver wire is really bare and you're just struggling to pick up a point guard that you think can help you, take a chance on Cole Anthony. He may have a strong game or two, and you could even include him in the trade for somebody you prefer. Derek White had a 14-point game with 5 assists and 2 blocks. And when people ask why people love Derek White so much, it's the blocks. He's one of the best shot blocking point guards in the NBA. 1.3 blocks per game. Why would that confuse you as to why someone would like Derek White? He's one of the best shot blocking point guards in the NBA. And when you have him, you can make up for like a guy like Nikola Jokic, who's your center, who doesn't get you blocks. He's a unicorn as a point guard, because he's giving you point guard production while also getting you blocks per game, which is not something typical of a point guard. Yes, he's been, most of his concerns haven't been due to ability. They have been completely due to health. Yes, he can be injury prone, but for a guy who's available on a lot of waiver wires, like what is the sunk cost there? Sure, if you used a top pick on him and you dropped him, whatever, you move on. But if he's on your waiver wire, pick him up. His shot blocking ability for a point guard is incredibly helpful. Dennis Schroeder had 22 points, 8 assists. He's ranked 102 for the season. And he's one of those guys that just has more name value than fantasy value, because he gets a lot of turnovers. The steals aren't too high. The threes aren't that high. The field goal percentage is low. Someone like Justin Holiday is a more valuable fantasy asset, despite being owned in half the league. So that's something to keep in mind. Maybe not in a points format. So let me put that caveat, not in a points format, but in a categories format, someone like Justin Holiday is definitely a better option. Derrick Rose is going to New York, which could affect Emmanuel Quickley's playing time. Elfrid Payton is probably going to fall out of the rotation because Tom Thibodeau loves him some Derrick Rose, and he likes to play his veterans significant minutes. So something to keep an eye on there. Keep an eye on Quickley's minutes. And if you have Elfrid Payton, maybe don't drop him yet. But once Derrick Rose is back, you want to gauge how many minutes he's getting and if he's worth rostering, because he was already a flawed player to begin with. Bobby Portis, there's going to be inconsistent playing time there for him. We saw him get 20 minutes against Cleveland, only had 3 points. He's been pretty good this season though, so give him a chance. Don't drop him just yet. I'd stomach a few bad games, because when he has good games, they tend to be really good. If he's your second best center, then you're probably in trouble. But if you're talking him being your third or fourth center, I think he has enough upside and makes a good handcuff for Brook Lopez. If Brook Lopez were to get injured, Bobby Portis would probably get significantly more minutes, and you could dampen that impact from losing Brook Lopez in this hypothetical situation. Patty Mills, I was concerned that we would see his production tail off some with the return of Derek White, though his minutes have been there. LaMarcus Aldridge being injured has opened up opportunity for him, but still, we may have been seeing him overperforming. He was performing, I'd say, some of the best basketball of his career as far as fantasy production. And now the team is getting healthier, and I think he's going to be one of the guys that's impacted by that. So if you have him, maybe hold on to him, see what he does when LaMarcus Aldridge is back. But if you need to open up a streaming spot and Patty Mills is your only drop and you feel that you have no other options, then you might have to do that. Lugans Dort, I know I moved on from him in a couple of leagues, but he had 32 minutes against Minnesota, had 10 points, had two steals, and he has the potential to get you threes and steals. I'd say he isn't worthy of a 12-team league right now, but in a 14-team league or deeper, I think he has enough upside and he's getting enough minutes where, as long as he's healthy, he's worthy of being on your roster. Alec Burks followed up a 4 three-pointer game with a 3 three-pointer game, and he's been getting hot. So if you dropped him a week or two ago when he came back and wasn't doing well, now may be the time to pick him up. Though, again, keep in mind with Derrick Rose coming to the team, we could also see his role affected. So roll him out there if you need a streamer spot. How many minutes does he get? He only plays 3 games this week. That's something to keep in mind. Derek Favors has been pretty decent. He's been putting up some decent low-end value for a big man that's only rostered in 13% of leagues. He's getting you over a block per game. He's only getting you half a turnover. He has really high field goal percentage and over 70% free throw. He's not going to wow you with the points or rebounds, but that's some pretty sneaky fantasy production right there for a guy only rostered in 13% of leagues. So if you think you need a scoring punch, if you think you need a boost to your field goal percentage without really hurting your free throw percentage, if your team's already heavy on threes and you just want a slight boost to your rebounding and blocks without hurting your turnovers, Derek Favors makes a sneaky option right now. I would pick him up. He's only rostered in 13% of leagues. They only play 3 games this week. But if you own, if you have a guy like Rudy Gobert, this might be a good handcuff for you because he's still producing as a backup. And if for whatever reason something happened to Rudy Gobert, you would get the majority of that value from Derek Favors taking those minutes. Nicholas Batum is only rostered in 54% of leagues, and he's been really good so far this season. We saw him get 3 steals, a block. We don't know what's happening with Paul George's foot. We know he has a bone edema in one of his toes. I've heard things that he's day-to-day. I've heard that he's going to possibly be out for a month or longer. I know Tyronn Lue hasn't really confirmed how long he's going to be out, only that they hope to have him back soon. It's been difficult because it cost me my week last year. He's my best player in my 16 team. Last week it cost me my week because he's my best player. And just those out games when you can't even put him on the IR to bring somebody in, that's rough. So he has to miss one more game to be IR eligible, or they have to give a timetable that would have him missing more than one game. So if you have him, hold on to him. If you can try to package him in a trade for somebody else that's questionable, like Anthony Davis or Karl Anthony Towns, maybe not the worst idea. But like I mentioned with Karl Anthony Towns, there's the opportunity of rest games later on this season. While in my opinion, Paul George is going to have pretty consistent playing time. All right, guys, I think that is the majority of the ads I wanted to cover. Maybe we can discuss why some guys are being dropped. So quickly, like I mentioned before, with quickly, he's being dropped. Only got 17 minutes. 2 games before that, he only had 13 minutes. And now Derrick Rose is coming to town. It looks like a lot of his value is going to be out the window. De'Anthony Melton, he's being dropped due to a shoulder injury. He's already not playing today, which is disappointing. I have him in a 16-team league where I don't really have much point guard depth on the waiver wire. And I was struggling whether to keep him or not. I think I'm going to hold on. It doesn't look like it's a serious injury. So if somebody drops him and you're in a deep format, you may want to consider picking him up. Elfrid Payton, I mentioned him before. He got 31 minutes, but with Derrick Rose coming to town, chances are he's going to lose significant value. And that's why he's being dropped. Royce O'Neal, he was picked up last week because he was playing on the light days. So he had a lot of games on the nights where there weren't a lot of games being played, and he didn't do all that well despite having that advantage. With all those games played, he just didn't do much, and that's why I'm always on him as a fantasy asset. He's just a low-end fantasy asset at best. So that's why people are moving on, and I would move on too. If you have him on your team, I'd rather turn that into a streamer spot. I think that's all he's worth. DeAndre Hunter had meniscus surgery, and it looks like he's out indefinitely. We don't know how long he's going to be gone. If you have an IR to throw him in that IR, because he was really good. I have him in a 12-team league where I may have to move on just because I don't have the available IR space. It's tough because he's been so good so far this season, and he was absolutely crushing it. So that's a tough blow to his owners. But if you don't have the available IR space, you may have to move on because a meniscus tear, he could be out the next month, month and a half, maybe 2 months. You could also, it depends on what kind. I'm not a medical expert, but I follow fantasy enough. I believe they have an option. If they repair the meniscus, it takes longer to recover. Or if they tear off, they cut off the rest of the meniscus, I think it's a shorter recovery time. Either way, though, I imagine he's looking at about a month long absence. Alex Len had some pickups after getting 24 minutes, had 18 points, 5 blocks, and he followed that up with an 8-minute game. Just a lot of inconsistency with the center rotation there. Mo Wagner sometimes gets minutes, sometimes he doesn't. Robin Lopez is in the mix there. So just a big headache so far, that big man rotation ever since Thomas Bryant went out. I don't really value any of those big men right now. Mo Wagner's the one I like, but he hasn't been getting playing time, so it's difficult to advocate keeping him. Larry Nance Jr., like I mentioned, he's out with a broken finger on his left hand. That's disappointing because he's been great so far this season. If you can throw him in the IR, do that. If not, then you have to drop him to the waiver wire. Hassan Whiteside had 18 minutes on February 6th against Denver, had 11 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Got his owners excited that yes, we may be seeing the Hassan Whiteside we drafted. And then he played 15 minutes at 6 points, 2 rebounds. A steal and a block isn't bad, but just definitely not the production we were expecting from him. But all right, guys, I think I am done for today. This is the week 8 waiver wire pickups. Who are you picking up? Who do you think I missed? Who should I have included? And one last thing I want to tell you, if you've been noticing my box score and you see this extended box score right here, well, that is courtesy of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard. Or if you're on your Yahoo client and you notice that you're not showing the games they have remaining for this week, but I do, well, you can have that too. You just need the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension. There's going to be a link in the description. It'll say BLH Fantasy Wizard. You'll see that link. Click it. Download the Fantasy Basketball Wizard. It is an amazing tool. I love it. And they are friends of Brock Lesnar Hoops. You see here, they even lead you directly to the official website of Brock Lesnar Hoops, which you should check out. All right, y'all. This is Brock Lesnar. It's been a pleasure helping you get your week started off right. If you could do me a favor, watch one of the videos above as recommended by the YouTube algorithm, and join that Discord server if you want to get your team rated, or if you just want to be on the best fantasy basketball Discord server that's out right now, built by professionals for your enjoyment. All right, y'all, watch one of these two videos. Until next time, it's Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Have a great day. Shout out to the Valley Boys.